Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, March 10, 2019, for the first Sunday in Lent. This morning, the New Testament reading is from Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. The Gospel acclamation is Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Jen Collins. Assisting with worship is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. We join the service during the children's sermon.
And he's going to teach us a song today, and so everybody's going to learn the song together. But what do you notice so far in church that is something that is different? Does anybody see anything that is different in church? Yeah. The cross and all these baskets around. What else has been different in church so far? What did we start with that we don't usually start with? We had a baptism, right? That was pretty special. Amelia was baptized right off the bat. Well, that's because we know that God is going to fill her up with the Holy Spirit. And that when God did that for you, God filled you up with the Holy Spirit and also brought you healing in the cross. So part of something that we can do to bring healing is to share that message with others. So you are invited to be a part of a children's choir that we're starting again. It's been on hiatus for a couple of years, and you're going to get a little sheet in Sunday school that talks more about it. But Jim thought he'd come and kick us off with a little bit of a song. So he's going to teach it to us.
Okay. Come on over here. Let's see.
Yeah, come on over so you can see. There are actions I'm going to try to remember. All right.
This is called Peace in a River in My Soul. I think maybe some of you might know this song too. It goes like this. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river
in my soul.
Okay, can everyone sing it now?
I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul.
Now love like an ocean.
I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean. I've got love like an ocean in my soul.
Joy like a fountain.
I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
Okay, all three now.
I've got peace like a river. I've got love like the ocean. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got love like the ocean. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul.
Nice job.
Good job, everyone. So we're excited to begin singing together and maybe finding some of that peace, love, and joy for ourselves as we worship God. So let's pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your peace, your love, your joy, and your healing that comes to us today. Bless these children as they go to grow and learn in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You can head to Sunday school, First Faith. The choir is going to sing. And it's a special song called When Memory Fades. It's on page 792 in the hymnal. If you'd like to follow along, the words are on page 792. It's about how when everything else fades away, we've still got the most essential thing, that we will ever need, which is the presence of Christ.
reading from Romans. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of the faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him. Until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Dennis Brodsky shoved him off a cliff. The angels did not bear him up that day, but they were certainly with him, because Dad managed to walk away from their visit to the shore in Connecticut without any broken bones or serious injuries. Just some seriously scraped up elbows and knees that were caked with sand and rock from a nearly 15-foot fall. Dad can still vividly detail how that nurse who cleaned out and bandaged up his scrapes and cuts seemed to have zero sympathy for him as she picked out the grains of sand and stone piece by piece by piece. Dad and Dennis remained friends after that. Even now, Dad believes that Dennis didn't actually think he'd go over the edge. They were just two boys who were goofing around, and it was a total accident. They never really talked about it much after it happened, but it did cause a lot of pain. And yet they stayed friends. As life unfolded, they lost touch, like friends do. And Dennis went on to lead this fascinating life. But he died at a young age from falling over a different kind of cliff altogether, a cliff named alcoholism. As people of faith, we believe that God desires healing for us. And while some wounds are easy to see and to clean out and to bandage, some wounds are not seen and are much, much deeper. And God cares to heal those wounds too. In the Hebrew scriptures, prayers asking God to heal people abound. In the Gospels, Jesus heals paralytics and lepers, calms chaotic seas, chases out demons, makes the blind to see, forgives sinners, and even raises the dead to life. Countless passages detail the way the apostles were about the work of healing, laying hands on the sick and curing them of their diseases. In James chapter 5, verse 14, we even have a predecessor for the practice of anointing that we will offer in just a little while. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray for them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. God is concerned with healing. Yet this priority for God is also held in tension with the reality that we live in a world where it seems that there is not healing. Cancer and addiction and neurological disorders and heart failure and chronic pain and head colds and insomnia and anxiety and depression exist. We live in a broken world where people experience car accidents and sexual assault, betrayal and paper cuts, hunger and natural disasters, heartache and human disasters of all kinds. And they cause us to ask the deep soul question, why? If God desires healing for us, then why? It can feel as though, like Jesus, like we are being tested in the wilderness, which is where Lent begins. In the wilderness. And in short, the answer to that question is, we don't know why. And even if we could know the real reason behind why, it would not necessarily make the hunger pangs and pains of wilderness any less real for us. We just were witness to Amelia's baptism. But on the heels of Jesus' own baptism, he experienced a wilderness and temptation. I like to think of his parched tongue and his aching frame met with the very presence of evil while he could still smell the oil of anointing on his brow. And all of this happens before his ministry of healing or teaching even begins. This is where the gospel, the good news, starts. In the wilderness, during temptation, at a rock bottom low. Doesn't seem like very good news. And this is ironic because at the end of Jesus' ministry, on the other side of his teaching and his healing, he ends in the wilderness of the cross, returning to a place of suffering. Because of this, we find solidarity with Christ in our own wilderness experiences of suffering, who when he went into that wilderness did not go without God's presence. Jesus enters into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit, and in your very own baptism, you were provided with that same assurance that when you are in the wilderness, you are full of the mighty power of the Holy Spirit too, for anything that you would face in life. That spirit that sustains you, that community that bears you up and feeds you, the gifts of God's comforting word and prayer attending to you, nourishing sacrament to accompany you. And as you can imagine, we will be a part of reminding Amelia that she is full of the Holy Spirit. And I am here to remind you that you are full of the Holy Spirit too. It's amazing what God does for us while we wait for the healing work of God's promised future. And while we wait, God has empowered the scientific community to work in some amazing ways. And those gifts are also an answer to prayer. I remember when I was a teenager, I was crying one night, struggling with anxiety and depression. And my mom came to my room and was comforting me. She said to me, "Jenny, I never thought I would see a person walk on the moon in my lifetime. But sure enough, that happened." And she said, "I know you don't believe this right now, but I believe that there can be a cure for depression in your lifetime, so I'm going to start praying for that." And she has ever since. And she'll remind me of that conversation, that she prays for that. Many are doing the work of healing. Doctors and nurses, many of them are you, caregivers of older parents or younger children, helpers doing the work of harvesting the experience of healing for others that, as we know, comes and goes, ebbs and flows in our life. My dad wasn't fully healed after he left that nurse's station. He had those scabs and scars for quite some time, and he can still show you exactly where those wounds were. The same thing is true with our spiritual ailments. Although we may expect them to heal like this overnight, we know that they take time. And yet, piece by piece by piece, day by day, sometimes hour by hour, healing comes through Christ Jesus. Just this last Wednesday, many of us gathered here to remember the reality of our healing through the imposition of ashes, with the reminder that we are nothing more than dust. And in Pastor Gary's very succinct words, we are all going to die. We are all going to die, but we also are all rising. We are dust that rises, and that's the heart of this liberating, soul-sustaining gospel that we have, these words of life, that while we are dying, we are yet alive, we are living, and we are being raised to new life. So today, in a little while, we'll offer the liturgy for healing through prayer at the foot of the cross for our loved ones, the ones that we love the most, for our enemies, the ones whom we find difficult to love, for healing in the world and in creation. And through the anointing of oil and the laying on of hands, we don't pray for a cure or a fix, but we pray for a process, a journey, a road to walk with Christ. And the name of that road is hope. And the name of that road is peace. And the name of that dusty road that we walk with Christ is healing. Filled with God's Spirit, we are beloved dust. And also, right before worship on Ash Wednesday, as Pastor Gary reminded me, God can do incredible things with dust. To that end, may you know the nearness of Christ, and with him, see the salvation of God. Let's stand and sing Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Lord Jesus healed many as a sign of the reign of God. Come near and sent the disciples to continue the work of healing with prayer, the laying on of hands, and anointing. In the name of Christ, the great healer and reconciler of the world, we now entrust to God all in need of healing. After the prayers of intercession, you will be invited to receive an anointing for healing as you desire. There will be two stations available at the front where you may come forward to receive oil and prayer. You may choose to pray for the healing of a friend or a loved one or an enemy at the foot of the cross. Come forward as you feel so moved and pause at the cross for prayer. You may also use the paper provided at the back to leave a prayer in one of the baskets. You may also remain in place if you so desire. We've not experienced this kind of free movement in church, so it will feel kind of new for some of us. But there will be a hymn for us to meditate on and music that follows. So let the Spirit guide you. In its ministry of healing, the church does not replace the gifts of God that come through the scientific community, nor does it promise a cure. Rather, the church celebrates gifts such as these: God's presence with strength and comfort in a time of suffering, God's promise of wholeness and peace, and God's love embodied in the community of faith.
Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, and especially for all who are suffering or are in any affliction. We respond to the words, "In your great mercy," with, "Hear us, O God." Merciful God, you sent your Son to be our peace. Help all those who suffer any pain or grief, hopelessness or anxiety. In your great mercy, hear us, O God. Mighty God, mercifully grant strength to the weak and comfort to those who suffer, that their sickness and pain may be turned into health. In your great mercy, and God of peace and reconciliation, bring an end to the sickness of the world, especially violence, terrorism, war, and their causes. In your great mercy, hear us. Holy God, Holy One, your Son prayed that your people may be one. May the gift of baptism be a power for healing the church's brokenness and bless all efforts for renewal and Christian unity. In your great mercy, hear us, O God. Loving God, mend broken relationship and bring peace to our families, our congregation, this community, and the world. In your great mercy, O God. Eternal God, we thank you for all the faithful departed. Heal the pain of all who grieve. In your great mercy, O God, we bring their intercessions before you, knowing that you will hear us as you have promised, and will answer according to your mercy shown in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Sisters and brothers, I invite you to now come and receive a sign of healing and wholeness in the name of the Triune God, and to place your prayers for healing at the foot of the cross. Please come at this time.
Amen. Almighty God, who is a strong tower to all, to whom all things in heaven and on earth bow and obey, be now and evermore your sure and certain defense, and help you know that the name given to us for health and salvation is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. We share Christ's peace with one another. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is Christ's table. All are welcome. You may be seated. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Please join in fellowship. There's lots of pretzels and cookies too. So, hymn 639. Christ is with you. Thanks be to God.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.